Hello, everyone. This is going to be part two, I believe, on being vulnerable. And today, I believe I'm going to be talking about being vulnerable with a father. Because last week, I spoke a lot about being vulnerable with people. And I just feel like we need to balance it out. We need to also talk about being vulnerable with God. I'm just going to say this in my introduction here. God is a gentleman. He is not going to push himself on you. He's not going to force himself on you. He is a gentleman. And that being said, because he is a gentleman, he is not going to come unless you give him that permission to come. How do we become vulnerable with God? I think the first thing that we need to acknowledge and to be aware of is we have to realize our need of a Savior. It's right there, guys. If we don't realize our need for a Savior, we will never realize how deep our need needs to be for Him. Our need for Him needs to be deeper than anything else. Because He's the only thing that can He is the only thing that can fulfill us and bring life and destiny back into our soul. The next thing, we need to come to Him broken. Because the Bible does say that come to the Lord. All who are weary, and He'll give you rest. You know, that weariness is a form of brokenness. Because if you think about it, when we're weary because of life, there's an element of brokenness there. And the only cure for weariness is going to the Father. We have to realize that He is the only cure for our brokenness. Our cure for our brokenness cannot be dependent on anything other than God. Otherwise, we will be looking for something else, the next fix, if you will. The only true fulfillment of healing from brokenness is going to the Father. And we have to be honest with our weaknesses. Guys, He knew us before we were even born. That means He also knows our weaknesses. A lot of people don't like to think that deep when they think about this scripture. But we need to. He knows our weaknesses. He just wants us to voice them because that helps Him to be able to work in our lives because we're being vulnerable. God always works out of vulnerability with us, meaning He wants His children to be vulnerable. He wants His children to be raw, to be authentic. I mean, look at David, okay? Search me, O Lord, and know me. Let there be no wickedness within me. That is a vulnerable prayer because he's literally asking the Lord to examine him, so to speak, to make sure that he's okay from the neck up, to making sure that there's nothing that is defiling him, that there's nothing that is hindering his walk. We have to dare ask, God, what's blocking my walk? What's blocking me from receiving your goodness, from receiving your love? And vulnerability comes when we acknowledge the fact that we're not perfect. I'm going to say that again. Vulnerability comes when we acknowledge the fact that we're not perfect. Last time I checked, there was only one God. There was only one Jesus, and there was only one Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Spirit, and Son. That being said, God sent Jesus, a flawless man, to take on our sins. Us trying to be perfect is an insult to that blood that was poured out to us. It was poured out for us. So God doesn't want us to be perfect, because quite frankly, it is impossible for us to be perfect. He's not wanting perfection, but I will tell you what he is looking for. He's looking for our heart. He wants us to be able to be so vulnerable with him that we do not run from his presence when we mess up. And let me tell you something. When we do mess up, that's actually when we should go to God. I know we don't hear a lot of these teachings nowadays, but let me tell you something. Because of the blood of Jesus, yes, I'm getting passionate. Because of the blood of Jesus, we can boldly go to the throne of grace. We become justified, not because of us, but because of the blood of Jesus. And I used to believe that lie too, guys. And here's the thing. That's what the enemy wants, because the enemy has always hated our communication with the Father. Don't believe me? Look at your Bible. Genesis, it's right there. He hated the communication that they had with the Father. They knew their identity. There was no question of self-worth. There was no question of identity. There was no question of their authority in the beginning. But when the enemy got to them, notice what changed. Their perception of God changed, and their perception of themselves changed. Now they're confused. They have no idea who they are in Christ. They have no idea what their authority is. That is what happens when we believe the lies over the enemy versus what God says. God doesn't want us to be perfect, but he does want us to be raw and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I've messed up. Because here's the thing. You need to remember this. God resists the proud. Why does he resist the proud? Because they're too proud to admit that they're not altogether lovely, that they got some issues. But he gives grace to the humble. You know why I believe he gives grace to the humble? Because they realize, I need Jesus. I ain't perfect. I need Jesus. Help me, help me, help me. I need you. One of the most powerful prayers that you can pray, I believe on a daily basis, is help me, Lord. That's an act of vulnerability in your prayer life. Because we have to realize that God is who he says he is. And we got to see him more than just one aspect. What I mean by that is, don't just see him as God. Also see him as Father. Also see him as healer, protector, provider. Because if you just see him as one aspect, you're missing. You're missing it. I want to encourage you guys with this. You can always go to God. And let me tell you this. He is quick to forgive us. He is quick to forgive us. He is quick to forgive us. I'm just going to say it one more time because I think somebody needs to hear this. He is quick to forgive us. This is going to make someone's day. God doesn't want us to be perfect, but he does want us to be honest.